Welcome back to the Children's Hour. Before the break, you heard the tallest kid in the room with the Baby Burrito song. It's a parody of Raffi's Baby Beluga. And way back when, No Tortillas is an original tune by Cielito Lindo, a kid's mariachi band originating from New Mexico. Legendary American storyteller Joe Hayes is with us on the Children's Hour today. Joe, please tell us one more story.
Okay, I'll tell you a story from the very first book that got published. That's an old story from right here in New Mexico, but of course I made up my own way to tell the story. It's about a man who chopped firewood for a living. Here's what you would call him in Spanish, leñador. He was a leñador. He was a firewood cutter, and he was good at his work. He could chop down a tree in no time at all. He would split it up to make firewood. He'd take it to the village and he would sell it. He could make a pretty good living. But this man had never been to school. He didn't know how to read, he didn't know how to write, and he was a little bit foolish. He was always doing things that would get him into trouble. But he was lucky, because his wife was a very clever woman. She always knew how to get him out of the trouble his foolishness would get him into. One day, this man was way off in the mountains cutting firewood. At the end of the day, he started down the trail to go back home, and he saw three leather bags by the side of the trail. He walked over and opened up the first bag. It was full of gold coins. He looked into the second bag. It was full of gold, too. So was the third one. He loaded those bags of gold on the back of his little donkey, and he went back home and showed them to his wife. His wife said, "Oh, don't tell anybody you found this gold. Some robbers must have hidden it out there in the mountains. If they find out we have it, they might even kill us to get it back again." She thought, "Oh no, my husband can never keep a secret." And then she came up with a plan. She told him, "Before you do anything else, I need you to go to the village and to buy me 100 pounds of flour." The man went down to the village, grumbling to himself. He said, "Oh, I've been working all day in the mountains. Now my wife wants me to carry home 100 pounds of flour." But he bought a big sack of flour. He lugged it back home. And when he got home, his wife said, "Oh, thank you. You have been working awfully hard. Why don't you go inside and lie down and rest for a while?" He liked that idea. He went inside and he lay down on the bed, and as soon as he fell asleep, his wife took the flour and she started making tortillas. She made one batch of tortillas after another one. She made tortillas until the stack went clear up to the ceiling in the kitchen. She turned that whole 100-pound sack of flour into tortillas. And then she carried them outside and she threw them all over the ground. The next morning, when the man woke up, he looked out the window and he saw that the ground outside was covered with tortillas. He said to his wife, "What's this?" And his wife said, "Oh my goodness, it must have snowed tortillas last night." He said, "What? Snowed tortillas? I've never heard of such a thing." She said, "Well, you're not very well educated if you haven't heard about it snowing tortillas. You better go to school and learn something." And she made him get all dressed in his Sunday suit, and she packed him a lunch, and she made him go to school. He didn't know how to read or write, so they put him in the first grade. He had to squeeze into one of the little chairs that the first graders sit in. The teacher would ask questions, the children would raise their hands. He didn't know the answers to any of the questions. He got more and more embarrassed. Finally, he could not take it anymore. He jumped up and walked out of the school. He went back home and picked up his axe, and he said to his wife, "I have had enough of school. I'm going to go chop firewood." She said, "That's fine. Go right ahead and do your work." Sure enough, just about a week later, the robber showed up at the house one day. They said to the woman, "Where's that gold your husband found?" She acted innocent. She said, "Gold? I don't know anything about any gold." They said, "Come on, your husband's been telling everybody in the village he found 3 bags of gold. They belong to us. You had better give them back." She said, "What? Did my husband say that? Oh, that man says the strangest things. I don't know anything about your gold." They said, "We'll find out. We'll wait right here until he gets home." And the robber stayed around the house all day long, sharpening their knives, cleaning their pistols. In the evening, they looked out and they saw the man coming home. They ran over there and they grabbed him. They said, "Where's that gold you found?" He scratched his head. He said, "Oh, my wife hid it someplace. Wife, what did you do with that gold?" She said to him, "I don't know what you are talking about. I don't know anything about any gold." "Of course you do. Don't you remember? It was just the day before it snowed tortillas. I came home with 3 bags of gold, and then remember, in the morning, you made me go to school." The robbers looked at one another. They said, "Did he say it snowed tortillas? Did he say his wife makes him go to school? Ese pobrecito está loco. That poor man is crazy," they said. And they went away thinking that everything that man said was just a lot of nonsense. So the woodcutter and his clever wife had 3 bags of gold. They never could find out who the gold really belonged to, so they just had to keep it all for themselves.
That was a great story. That's Joe Hayes, storyteller. This is Tara Trudeau.
Can you tell me a story?
Once upon a time, whoa, they all lived happily ever after.
Wait a minute, there must be more to the story.
Once upon a time,
whoa,
there were some other things that happened.
Wait a minute, there's gotta be more to the story.
You've heard part of this fairy tale, but narrators can sometimes fail to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story,
what's the story?
more to the story.
Tell us more, tell us more.
Once upon a time,
whoa,
a princess faced a certain doom.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Does a damsel always have to be in distress?
But the story has,
whoa,
a happy ending, I presume.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Do you know the story or is it a guess?
We need another point of view. So characters, let's hear from you to tell the whole story. So tell me what's the story.
What's the story?
Whoa.
Tell me what's the story.
Our guest today has been Joe Hayes. He's well known in our region and around the world as a storyteller who has woven together stories from Hispanic, Indigenous, and Anglo cultures into unique adaptations of all of these classic stories. You can learn a lot more at childrenshour.org. We've got links and photos and so much more posted. You can find Joe Hayes's many, many books at your local library. Joe Hayes, thank you so much for being with us on the Children's Hour.
Thank you for inviting me. This has been a lot of fun for me.
You can tell your own stories and learn more about how to do that in our learning guide at childrenshour.org. Look for Storytime with Joe Hayes. You've been listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone, and we're going to go out with Billy Kelly. Catch you next time.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico nonprofit.
You can find photos, playlists, learning guides, and activities for every episode at childrenshour.org.
This episode of the Children's Hour was written and produced by me, Katie Stone, with production help from Sarah Gabrielli, Mackenzie Gronke, and Daniel Lentz. Our show was recorded at Outpost by Chad Shear. Amber Scheel writes our learning guides. Find this one at childrenshour.org. Look for Storytime with Joe Hayes.
Find our podcast wherever you listen to podcasts, or go to our patreon.com/thechildrenshour.
Or ask your smart speaker to play the Children's Hour podcast.
Our theme music was written by C.K. Barlow.
The Children's Hour is distributed by Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio.